Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and welcome to the Soul Sisters Show. Today we have Thursday, 22nd of November, and we are actually starting to feel late autumn and smelling a bit of winter here in Sweden. So we had, I think we had 0 Celsius today. So anyway, welcome to our show today, and we are going to have open lines. So call in and chat with us about whatever is on your mind or any of our specialities like soul realignment, Akashic Records, any other spiritual topic. Call us at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. International callers dial +1 714-816-4628. And do remember to press 1 on your keypad on your device so you'll be placed in queue and can chat with us live on the show. I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden, this beautiful autumn and nice Thanksgiving. We are the show that discuss the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and all and any spiritual topics. So give us a ring at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. And international callers dial +1 714-816-4628. You can listen live and text chat with us during the live show at psychictalk.net/live. psychictalk.net/live. And you're so welcome in there to comment, ask questions, chat with other listeners, or even request a mini reading in the chat room. So call in now and get your spot early. 714-816-4628. Let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, all the way from sunny Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Anne. I'm doing good. It's a little chilly this morning, but yeah, I'm doing really good. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Turkey Day here in the U.S.
Or nice.
I'm probably the only one who's not having turkey. So for me, it's probably going to be a half.
Okay.
I don't know. For some reason, turkey gets a little dry and it just kind of has that aftertaste. So I'll go with a ham today.
I think I agree with you because I usually like turkey when it's fresh made, you know. It's still
right.
Juicy if you are being able to cook it properly. But if you fail, yeah, it's very dry. And the next day, it's not so nice because it's very,
right.
Very, very dry.
Right. You know, after, you know, you let it sit for a little while, they always say let it sit for about 20 minutes. And I know it's like that first cut, you know, everybody, it's real moist and juicy. And then you go back for that second piece and that's when it dries out.
So, oh, yes.
For me, yeah, I'll take the ham, but I won't begrudge anyone who enjoys the turkey. On that note, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yes. And everybody listening, call in now for questions and mini reading. Get your spot in the queue, 714 816 6-2-8. And if you'd like to contact Sue or myself to book a reading or ask any question privately with us, visit our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue and psychictalk.net/Anne. And I know, Sue, that it's your speciality, right, to talk about what we did last show, last Thursday. That was an amazing show, right?
Yeah, it was. That was, oh, yeah, with Jenny Lyon, Rainbow,
yes.
Anderson. And, of course, the Anderson is with a Z and not an S.
Yeah.
That show was about spiritual alignment in the new successes. And she was just absolutely fabulous. I think in the future we would love to have her on again. She's a healer and a spiritual coach, a mentor, and ascension facilitator, which that was new. That one was new for me. I don't know if, have you ever heard of that one before, Anne? Ascension facilitator?
No, actually that's a new kind of term for me too, but it's obviously what she's doing, so... I think it's very fascinating because a lot of people nowadays are actually walking the path of ascension, and that's basically what we do. So there are so many things we can encounter. So I think it's really, really juicy to learn as much as possible about it.
Right, right. I would imagine that she's helping those reach that higher, ascending higher. A lot of people, I think, who jump into this field don't necessarily know when that's occurring and what the signs and symptoms are. And and so I think with Ascension Facilitator, I would assume that means her helping clients to understand their own ascension and how that works for them. I think each one of us have a unique experience when it comes to that. Yeah, she's very good. We really enjoyed having her on. And if you didn't catch her last week, you can go over to psychictalk.net and look at archives, psychictalk.net/archives, and go into the Soul Sister show and click on that. You can hear last week's episode. And this is the show, of course, about the Akashic Records and soul realignment. And just to give a small summary of what soul realignment is, basically this is it's a healing modality, and it's one in which we will work with clients to locate issues that arise in someone's life and help to heal those issues, as well as both the home, properties, even businesses. You can go in and work on properties and do healings with properties. So it really encompasses a lot. We try to each week get into a little bit about soul realignment and what it is we do as practitioners. It's really quite an awesome thing from our perspective as practitioners.
Yes, it is.
And on that note, if you haven't called in, you can call in at 714-8128. And if you'd like to get in, just press 1 to get into the queue, and we'll see you and bring you on. And then for international callers, just dial +1 714-816-4628. So, Sissy, today's topic, you and I have decided we're going to do a little bit about Thanksgiving and the traditions, just some of the traditions about Thanksgiving. So what I did was just kind of search, a little bit about our history. It's been quite a long time since I've had a history class. And basically here in the States, I'm sure most we should know, but we also forget that Thanksgiving Day for us in the States is traditionally rooted in family and friends, a gathering, nice big meal, so to speak, having a turkey.
Yeah,
as
a lot of food.
Oh, yeah. Traditionally, it's a turkey. And then It's usually the day, the final Thursday, but for some reason it's the third Thursday this month. Usually it's the last Thursday of every month, of every year. Let's see. And then historically, we'll go into a little bit of history of Thanksgiving.
So you're the expert, right?
Not really, no. It's been a long time since I've, you know, 30-something years in school. All right, so traditionally Thanksgiving is the origins of Thanksgiving. Was considered, what it was the harvest and celebration of pilgrims held in Plymouth in Massachusetts. And that was around 1861. However, the first true Thanksgiving was in 1623 when they gave thanks for rain that ended a drought. These early Thanksgivings took the form of a special church service rather than a feast. On the second half, in the second half of the 1600s, Thanksgiving after the harvest became common and started to become an annual event, as what we know today. However, there were celebrations on different days in different communities. I think different towns would celebrate in their own unique way. Creating their own kind of Thanksgiving, so to speak. And it wasn't until the first president of the United States, George Washington, proclaimed the first national Thanksgiving in 1789. So just a little history for our listeners with Thanksgiving. Phew, even I it's been a long time since I had to recall that information.
It's very funny sometimes because we do celebrate some things, and I think it's just like a tradition for us, right?
Yeah.
And the history behind it, that's kind of somewhere in the past, in the unconscious mind, right?
Right. Yeah, no, I think nowadays we don't, we all have this big meal and afterwards lay down on the couch for a while, maybe take a nap and then have all these amazing pies afterward. And it's usually that next day is the big rush, of course, which is, that's Black Friday, I believe.
Yeah,
that's the day. Me personally, I kind of have an issue with that day. You know, everybody rushes out. Because now everyone's geared towards Christmas and rushes out to get all the sales. And for me, I think we're in such a hurry that we forget to take that time and that for Thanksgiving, that day before that we had Thanksgiving, we just forget to take that time, and everything is geared towards Christmas and the hustle and bustle and the rush of Christmas.
Yeah.
So,
I can totally understand that. And it's like things are the original tradition of Thanksgiving have been kind of caught up in commerce, and buying and things like that and just rushing around. And I think that's how society today works, actually. It's a lot of things on you have to buy this and you should do that and you should prepare things like that, instead of just taking the time and just feeling grateful and feeling gratitude.
Yeah, it's not a day I would hurry up and get out of the house that next day. For me personally, I don't begrudge anybody else who does it, but I think it's absolutely crazy that next day. And really after Thanksgiving, stores are opening up way earlier, even at midnight, see that stores will open up early and there'll be that mad dash, for something on sale. And traditionally, I think for us, our generation, I think it was a little more simplistic when we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was, a bit different. I think we don't actually celebrate Thanksgiving here in Sweden. And maybe they had something in the south of Sweden, like they had to to fix their turkeys and whatever they had as farmers, you know. I think there's a history, but I'm not very sure of that, so I'm not going to tell it. But other than that, it's just we, in the recent past years, I think five maybe, we started to have the Black Friday and Cyber Monday and things like that. And that's coming from you guys.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, Anne. It's our fault.
No. No problem.
Well, it's more commercialized than it's ever been, you know. And maybe it's due to everything. Everything's on the internet, and it's quick, and it's convenient, and easier in that respect. I understand that. You know, I know traditionally when Black Friday came around, you know, the mad rush to get to the stores, you know, to get that sale or those items you're looking for your kids.
Yeah,
because it was way cheaper than it had been priced before. Yeah, it's a little crazy here. I'm not sure. How is it there, you know, Black Friday there?
Yeah, they do a lot of commercials on TV and, you know, and you can see the shops and everything. I have chosen not to participate in that kind of thing so much. Yeah, if I need something, that's handy if they have some sales and stuff. But it's, yeah, they do a lot of commercials and, you know, trying to get you to buy these days here. They have the whole week, in fact. So they kind of advertise for the whole week. That's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got that here too, Susie.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, if you think of the name Thanksgiving, that's a beautiful name to put on a day, right? To celebrate and to feel thankful and blessed and to appreciate all the beautiful things we have and to feel gratitude.
Very much so. Yeah, no, I totally agree. And that was kind of one of the things we were going to discuss. I think we had about 8 different things we were going to talk about, just really quick. I'll name them. So the things we kind of thought about was, as far as what the meaning of today would be, we don't be picky and appreciate everything. I'm just going to run down the ideas.
Yes.
Find gratitude in your challenges. Practice mindfulness.
Yes.
Keep a gratitude journal. That's an interesting one. Volunteer, which is a great idea. Express yourself. Spend time with loved ones. And improve your happiness in other areas of your life. Those were the kind of... Those were 8 of them, I think, we came up with. Would you like to pick one, any certain one?
I can start with the first one, actually, because I think sometimes we are a bit spoiled when we come from a society where we don't have so many troubles. If you think about how people have it in other parts of the world, and we get kind of picky. I call it spoiled because we can appreciate even the small things, right?
Right.
It's like, you know, just being sitting at home, for instance, having that cup of coffee or tea or whatever you are drinking, relaxing, knowing that you can just go out and you're safe where you are, there's no real threat or danger, and you have food on your table, and I think that we spend, not always, but it's very for us to get picky on small things,
right?
Like being disturbed by things that really matter if you look at it, the whole picture. So I think that's a great day to actually understand that we have so many things. And even if we are not rich, we can't eat maybe the most expensive food, but we have food and we can cook and we can just be alive because we are here, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember as a kid here, you know, because times were tough growing up, that, you know, if you didn't, that, you know, finish what was on your plate, there are other people around the world who don't get anything at all. I remember that distinctly being drilled into my head from my parents.
Mine too.
Yeah, and you're right. When you talk about, you know, it is those simple things in life, such as a roof over your head and food in your mouth. We're very fortunate. Those are, you know, while it might sound like, you know, not that big of a deal, it really is with so many other people around the world who are starving. And even here in the States, you know, we have a community of homeless, and this is homelessness. And this is definitely the time that you want to volunteer. That was one of the things that we had listed. It's a good time this time of year to remember, you know, not everyone is as fortunate, and that, you know, to give back and to help those in need, you know, to volunteer. You know, one of the things I've been seeing lately here in the States is a lot of our troops who are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan are having a tough time getting benefits and being able to survive coming back into the civilian world, having so much trouble just acclimating to the normalcy of the civilian world. And there's a lot of homelessness here in the state. And so these are things that we can do as a society to help those in need, you know, go to a kitchen and volunteer to help feed those, donate, you know, you can donate. I'm sure, you know, we all have things sitting in our cabinets that maybe it's been there for a while that are still good that we can give, you know, we can, because that's what it's about. It's about, you know, helping those in need who may need a little hand, you know?
Yeah. And I have something else here that I was thinking on. It kind of brings us to finding gratitude in our challenges. And that sounds challenging by itself, right?
Right.
because when we are encountering something that we see as a challenge, it might be small things and it can feel big for us. I won't say different, but it's like, this is more in a spiritual way too, how to see and feel about things when they are your challenges, because we came here, so we are here. And to find gratitude in our challenges on a spiritual end can mean to actually understand what is triggering us. Because when we go through something that we feel as a challenge, it's getting our attention. It means that we are reacting and feeling about this thing, right? So we can actually turn it around and feel gratitude for that specific challenge, because it's going to be an eye-opener, right?
Yeah.
So that's also something to be thankful for. And all over the world, like you said, we have different perspectives. And I don't mean to sound arrogant when I say that we are a bit spoiled in our part of the world, but sometimes we are. And if we consider, you know, someone stepping on our toe when we're outside and we get angry and irritated with someone that can't say their opinion because they risk to go to prison.
Right.
And even life sentence, just for stating their opinion. So There are so many things that we can feel thankful and grateful about.
Right. No, I agree. I agree. And, you know, it's not, I don't think it's arrogant or rude in any way. I think it's, you know, today's a great example to just take that time to understand there are those out there who are less fortunate. And you're right. We are spoiled as a people. And today's kind of a day to, you know, be thankful for those things we have and and for those around us. You know,
yes.
I definitely agree with that. Go ahead, Ann. No, go ahead.
One thing to also incorporate with the gratitude is to be mindful. And in this sense, I'm meaning be here and now. Don't let yourself worry or think so much about what has been, because that's the past, right? Don't think so much about the future. We know we need to do plans, and we do. But we don't know how we get there, and we are not sure, because we only made a plan, we see a goal, right? So
right.
Being here right now at this moment, that's a fantastic thing, and to be really grateful and thankful for, right? Because we are here right now.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with that. You know, and then one of the other things we talked about, just running through some of the ideas we had discussed, keep a gratitude journal. Now, I'm not one to journal, but I will say to you that when you do keep a journal, I will tell you, when you look back later on, you know, and you need that information, what's amazing is you don't realize how much you had forgotten about. So when you look back at something and after a year or so later and realize, wow, I couldn't even remember that now. Yeah, keeping a journal, a gratitude journal, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's probably a good idea. And like you said, volunteering is another great idea as far as sharing and giving to others who, and I don't just mean today. Today is just the example of, you know, being thankful and grateful. But, you know, we can volunteer any time of the year. It doesn't have to necessarily be on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And you know, to volunteer, that can mean, that's a whole range of things, because it can mean just listen to someone that wants to talk for 5 minutes because maybe they are lonely. So that's also to give something to someone. And volunteering to help those who can't provide themselves with food or whatever else, whatever. There are so many different ways of volunteering. And, you know, if you help others, you also help yourself in the end, because you get a better vibration in yourself. You feel good, right? Because you provided something for someone else.
Right.
And we are not disconnected here. We are connected, right?
No, very much so.
It's kind of being a ripple effect.
Yeah, right. Well, it looks like we're coming up to the bottom of the hour, Sissy. Would you like to maybe do some announcements, and maybe we will take some calls?
Yes, of course. You know, I love to speak, right?
Yeah. No, you're shy.
So, hi, everybody, again, and happy Thanksgiving. We are so joyful to be here with you live on air today. If you haven't called in yet, you can call in now at 714-816-4628, 714-816-4628. And we have open lines today, so we'll very soon start to take some calls. You can find out all about the amazing episodes of the Soul Sisters Show and all of other our other shows, that was difficult for me to say, here on Psychic Talk Radio, coming up this week at psychictalk.net/upcoming. psychictalk.net/upcoming. And we are a radio network that are in continuous change. So we have new hosts and new shows coming on. So please go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to keep yourself updated. And we have a new feature as well on the show. So when you go into every show page, right above the call-in number for the show, it says, click here to find your time in the area where you are, something like that. You can click and find out the time for the show, different parts of the world. So you know what part of the world will be close to you. Next episode here with the Soul Sister Show is on Thursday, November 29th. With us, Anne and Sue, and we will have a special guest next week, a very special guest. She's called Chris Michel, and we have done many, many, many things. So she's a sound healer, a writer. She has, she's a compositor. I hope I said that right. She have done music and spiritual music, and she's playing a flute, so she's very, very into this, and you will be very excited. She will be on with us, and we do mini readings as well with her. So please join us next Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. London time. Sorry, guys, my voice. Next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is this coming Saturday, November 24th. And it's the Psychic Saturday show with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. They will be discussing psychic shopping. Wow. Using your sixth sense to save. So that's intriguing. 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. London. And on Sunday, November 25th, it's the Spiritual Landscapes show with hosts Lottie and Frankie. They will be talking about near death, deepening the spiritual relationship between patient and doctor. Yeah, that's an intriguing topic too. So they be on Sunday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. London, and 6 p.m. Sweden time. And I just want to remind you again that keep yourself updated on our upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And you can join us now in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live to chat with us during the live show here. So we check that area off and on. If you haven't called in yet, now is the time to call in at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. You can also find us on Twitter, psychictalk.net/Twitter. And if you'd like to contact Sue or myself or book a private reading or ask us a question, visit our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue and psychictalk.net/Anne. So, Sissy, what do you say? Going to callers?
Sure. Real quick, I just want to say that was those, the next upcoming shows, they're kind of exciting. I was just listening to you. Yeah, everybody, please listen in both on Dax and Mary Brown's show on the 24th, because that one, the Sixth Sense one, that sounds very interesting to me. And then Lottie and Frankie's show, the near-death one, that's very intriguing. I think that'll be very intriguing. So keep that on your calendar, guys, because they some fantastic people.
Yes. They are. I have something more. I'm sorry. Need to say something more. I'm so proud to say, I don't know if this is out in the open yet, but I know that you and two other hosts on Psychic Talk Radio are new producers. So kind of helping our founder and original producer out. So I'm so proud of you. So you're one of them.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say that.
Thank you very much. And of course, couldn't move on without saying thank you to Dax too. He's the founder and producer of all of this, and quite grateful to be a part of it and thankful. So thank you, Dax. With that being said, would you like to take some calls? Are you ready for calls, Anne?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. We'll see who's been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Donna from California. Hello.
Hi, Donna. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Donna.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
How are you?
I want to tell you, I'm great. I think I'm going to go to a movie today and go out for breakfast. I meditate every morning for about an hour, and about 6 days ago, I was meditating, and my intuition came in very lovingly and said, it's coming soon. And I have been, I didn't ask what, you know, which said it's coming soon. And I was very surprised and delighted when I heard that. And I've been praying to meet a fellow, you know, to get married at some point. I have been emailing a man that lives in Sweden and California. His name is Krister. Or I've been praying for more money to come in so I could do some international traveling. And I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Well, I'll take that one first, Anne, right away.
Yes.
So I just grabbed a deck for you while you were talking, which is the Angel Answers deck. And right away, as you were talking, the romance card came out. And this deck is interesting because it's basically, you know, there's so many answers in this deck. And it's like it felt like a confirmation right when you were talking. So, yeah, as far as Sweden, the male in Sweden, this feels and seems very strong, like a very strong romance. This is exciting. I feel excited for you.
Yeah, we've been emailing, and I'll see where it goes. He has a business in Sweden, and he has one in California, and so he likes to travel, and, you know, I think, and I'm able to travel. I don't have kids. I'm not married. I'm retired, so I could go, and, yeah, so, oh, wonderful.
Nice. Anne?
Yes. That's absolutely stunning. Sweden, out of all the countries.
How
nice.
Your country.
Talk about a synchronicity, huh?
Yeah, that synchronicity works, right?
Uh-huh.
I actually have very good cards here, too. I actually picked two of them, and one is called Celebration, and the other one is called A New Beginning. So I have a very good feeling for this one for you. It feels like this is a wonderful time, and it's like you are right at the beginning of a new journey. And in this sense, it means your romantic life, right? So it feels really good. And I have a sense also that you are seeing things very clear. So you felt before that you didn't understand some things. I think that all the pieces of the puzzle kind of fell into place, if that makes sense for you.
Yeah. I think so.
You're from Sweden. How nice. Where in Sweden?
I believe it's Stockholm.
Okay. I'm in Stockholm too. How nice. But it's a big city.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, his name is Krister.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He's about 62. He's 62 years old.
Okay. Good. Yes, very nice.
Yeah.
I have good vibes and good feelings.
Yeah, I just
oh,
do.
Wonderful. Oh, wonderful.
Oh, very good. Oh, that's very good, Donna. Thank you for calling in. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Have a lovely
bye
day.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, you ready for another one, Chrissy? Another caller?
Absolutely. Shoot.
All right. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Donna. I'm from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay. I just wanted to see, I call and I asked this several times. I just got out of a relationship a while ago, and I was wondering if there's any kind of relationship coming in soon.
Yeah, do you want me to go on with
yeah.
that first, Sissy? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Donna, I can see that I think that it's on its way, but it's taking a little bit of time. It's like you are your own spokesperson right now. So it's like it's still a little bit of healing going on, but it's showing up in the cards, and that makes me feel that it's not so far away. And I think that from today, for instance, and if we think a little bit in a few months, I think at the beginning of next year, I think there's someone coming in. But because you are talking for yourself, and it's like coming through the phase of healing, if that makes sense to you. So it's kind of like the healing is going on right now at this period kind of thing. That's what I'm sensing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does make sense. Like me, I'm bearing again, like I'm over it, and I want something, you know, well, and I have to do my part, you know, and just be more, not really cautious, but I know exactly what I want, and I just didn't know if I was ever going to see it again. Or
yeah, well, I think you are. It's like you are going through a period where you can don't fear things that are popping up from your past, because just look at them. You don't need to act on them, because most often we don't feel for acting on them. Just observe them and be proud of yourself and say, I see that, I embrace it. And that goes good for this day, right? Thanksgiving. To feel gratitude for even those challenges, because they brought you here, and I sense that you're going to heal this. You're going to heal. It's going to be fine next time.
Yes, I'm not sure.
Yes.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, by the way, Donna.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
really quick, is there something that you're hanging on to? With an ex, you have a little bit of trouble letting go of something, maybe releasing something with an ex.
He had done something really bad, and that just don't heal overnight. But
yeah.
But it has. But I know that he was not no good to me. If he was to knock on my door right now, I would probably be. I mean, just saying. For instance, I would probably be cordial, because I'm not going to change myself into a person that I'm not because of someone else. I'm going to be my nice self if I ever ran into him, but I would very much just feed him with a long stick, and he's not even, I'm grateful that he did get out of my life, because I think it was a good thing that happened, or I would have had a life in misery probably.
Right. Yeah, I just get that something really needs to be released still, so it just, you know, you haven't heard from him recently, have you?
No, the last
recently?
I heard, no, within the past, no, I haven't, no.
Okay, yeah. I think it was just a little something, maybe it's got to be finalized. Just something came up that I could see that isn't quite, that you need to release, whatever it is. And I think you'll know over time. It'll happen.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, we were together, and he had just moved off with another woman, and then tried to come back and said that he still loves me and all the blah, blah, blah. And it was, and really, it's, I don't want that. I want a healthy, happy relationship.
Right. Just to, I don't know if I thought of something I wanted to say, and I'm just, I'll ask it and you don't have to answer. How's that? It's up to you. Have you?
That's fine.
Cleansed, let's say, have you taken out the phone number from your phone, let go of any connection with Facebook or Twitter, any of those things? Is it completely gone as far as removing
his number?
He doesn't
have a face. Well, luckily, he don't have a Facebook because he's so sneaky and he don't want nothing on Facebook. And I always wondered that, too. So, yeah, I don't have to worry about that. I didn't take the number out of my phone. I mean, I know it by heart, but I will do that as soon as I hang up. I mean, that's no problem.
Just to completely disconnect. I mean, sometimes you got to get rid of those last bit of connection. And I could see that there's still like that wire, that cord that connects. So maybe just cutting some of those cords, spinal cords, maybe do a little bit of smudging afterward, you know, for newness.
Yes. It's basically on an energetic level because you cut cords. And even if we keep some things, there are some cords. So look on what things you are going to keep, if you are going to keep photos and things. And we want to have some memories, right? But just keep yourself clear so that you don't have any energetic cords connecting you. Make sense?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And not because I want to see it happen or nothing, I'm just curious. Do you ever see him trying to call me again? Because that will really help me not to answer, to just see.
I think he will contact you. I think he will try. I sense that's an ego thing coming from him because you used to respond, right, in a certain way, and you're not responding in that certain way. So he can also be irritated or even angry, but I don't feel that he's over the top aggressive or anything. Just like you might hear a little bit from him. Just do your thing, choose your thing. And I sense that you are coming out of this when you have cleared this healing journey that you are in for some weeks or even a couple of months or something like that. So I sense that you are coming out of it and then you will be ready for something very different.
I can agree. Okay. I can concur with that, with Anne. But the core thing is the big thing. I know you want to be observant of the number so you know who it is. But you do know the number by heart. So maybe like taking it out of your phone, you know, these are like the final connections that you have to cut yourself away from. And then do some smudging just around your home, even over yourself. For newness, for beginning, for a new start, a new day.
Right, and this is the best time for it to happen, this time of year. Okay, but you do see someone coming in like later, you know, a little bit later.
Yeah, once you disconnect fully, and I think that's the thing is releasing the X. That'll start the new beginning.
Yes.
You know, does that make sense?
Yes. And see, this is one thing I just wanted to know. I don't know if this is another question. Do you see him being over it or do you see him regretting what he did? Not that it makes a difference.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't see it.
No. I think he's much in his ego. In his mind, and he's thinking like we are taught here to be an act and just having a lot of pride. I can see a lot of pride, so I don't sense that. I think that in himself, he might understand and know. I think he does, but he will never admit that. That's what I'm sensing. I'm sorry to say that. But some people are like that, so just try to forgive and embrace even that part of it because he, with his behavior, helped you to see some things to push you to move on. That's the positive part of it.
Okay, Donna?
Right. Yes. And thank you so much.
All right, honey.
Thank
you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Have a happy
Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's right. Let's see. Are you ready for another caller, Sissy?
Absolutely. Shoot.
See who's next. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay. Let's see who's next. We'll try to maybe go back to that person. They probably didn't hear us.
Yeah, we can go back.
Right. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yep. Hold on, Mark. Let me call you right back.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling from New York.
Hi.
My name is Tanika. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I just had a question, a love question. I wanted to know what you guys see for me between someone named Frank and me.
Hey. You want to start, Sissy?
I like you. I felt the urge to start.
Okay. But I have something here so I can start.
Okay.
I see that if this looks good, and I sense that it's not only romance, but it's kind of the whole spectrum. So in my sense, that makes it a more fulfilling relationship if you want to develop this thing with Frank. Was his name right?
Yeah, Frank.
Yeah. So I sense that all the components for a very good, grounded, nice, romantic, friendful, everything kind of is in here. So it's in that sense, it feels like a balanced thing. So if you're not in a relationship yet, I would definitely try it out if I were you. But it's, of course, it's up to you. And I sense that you are here encountering this experience with this person because you have worked a lot on yourself and you have your own personal power. You are sitting right in it and you own yourself. And you also own how you think and how you act and everything around that, so it feels very nice. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of are involved, but he keeps telling me he doesn't want like a serious relationship.
Okay. He doesn't want to commit. Is that?
And he keeps saying he doesn't want a serious relationship, and he doesn't really let me in. I mean, we have been physical, and you know. But I don't know how he feels about me, and he doesn't really let me in too much. I don't know how he feels about me or where this will go, you know.
I think that he's the slow type. That's what I'm getting. And some people sometimes, you know, they take their time. Personally, for me, I'm very open, so I can just open myself up to a certain degree, of course, like everybody does. So I think people sense me like more open, but there are other people, you know, we are so different. I sense he's the kind of guy that opens up a little bit. So you might feel that he's not, but I sense that he is very interested in you. But I also sense that he's it takes time for him to open up, and he's a bit different from other guys that you have had relationships or dated or, you know. So maybe that's because you are not very sure of him because he's not behaving like you used to. Does that make sense to you?
Makes sense.
Because
okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Anne.
Sorry.
I was just going to say I had something really, really quick to say too. There's an attraction. There's a huge attraction on your end, right? And it's just not. It doesn't feel like it's reciprocated. Is that what I'm understanding, Tamika?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, and I agree with Anne. I think there is an attraction on his end as well, but it doesn't feel equal to you somehow. I'm not saying that it's not going to be. It just, at the moment, doesn't feel equal to you. And that's how you're feeling as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And really, this is going to take a little time. It's going to happen, but it's going to take some time. There's some trust things going on right now that I can hear. I'm not sure what that's about, but I do hear trust. So I think that's on his end. Is there some trust issues going on that you know of?
I don't know because he doesn't let me in too much, but I'm sure there is. But it's like he tells me he doesn't want to be in a relationship, but you know, like I said, we have been physical, and he doesn't really let me in much. Like, and then the last two times we tried to be physical, like it seemed like he couldn't say what he needed to say in order for us to complete the act. I hate to be graphic, so I keep thinking maybe he's rather to try me.
Yeah,
I don't think it has to do with that.
I think it has to do with him and his past experiences, and that's where the trust thing is coming in. And I think that he's, because of that, he's opening up much slower than you are. So I sense that there are good things in there, but it will take some time. And on your end, you know, if we push too hard, then people might withdraw, right? If we don't take any steps at all, then people withdraw. So just try to be yourself because he's attracted to you. But he's also a bit afraid. And that doesn't mean that you are going to let him treat you anything that you don't agree with, right? And that you will wait for forever. But just give him a little time. And you can, in a sense that's not including him, you can just speak about trust issues or what you feel and try to avoid for a couple of weeks at least to talk about getting committed to relationship. I think that scares him. Let him come. I think he's going to come and take the lead. That's what I'm sensing. What do you get to see?
I agree. I do agree. I think I definitely concur. There's just a trust factor here, and it's not you. You know, so I don't advise like wait this out forever. Don't get me wrong. You know, see if this develops, and if it doesn't, you know, maybe it's just not meant to be. You know, sometimes people have deep rooted things that go back historically as to why they don't trust, and if someone isn't willing to open up, of course we can't force them to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so as much as you can be there for him, you know, only give so much of yourself. That's kind of what I'm feeling, like only give so much of yourself, and if it's not reciprocated in the manner you were hoping for, maybe put a time frame on it. You know, we can't make others do what we'd like them to do, of course.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But I would definitely go for it. Don't give up right now, okay?
Right. And I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm not saying give up right now. You know, you can't force him to communicate out what it is you know there's something going on. Clearly, communication, there's a problem communicating, right?
Yeah.
You're not having any problem opening up.
Nope.
But it's not being reciprocated, right? So, yeah, just, you know, give it some time and see if, you know, after so many months, if this doesn't go in the direction you were hoping for, maybe it's not where, you know, what you wanted or hoped it would be. I'm not saying right now.
Right. So you guys don't see it, like, developing into any kind of, like, long-term thing or, like, possibly, like, children and marriage or anything like that?
I can't see that either right now. I can see that all the components of a good, well-balanced relationship are there. That's what I'm sensing. So you have everything from romantic feelings to being able to be friends and things like that and to connect on many different levels. So that's really a nice thing, really nice. It's better than only have attraction and romance because it's more fulfilling. So I can see all those components, but it's kind of like this time is going to show you where this is heading, but I would go for it. If you, however, as Sue said, feel after some time that there is no response and he can't get out, it's not your thing to rescue someone, right? So don't try to make him come on your end. And sometimes we have to see that. And, you know, even if I sense there is a soulmate connection between the two of you, but it does not automatically mean that you are going to spend time together. And I think this is just one thing that needs the time so that he can open up. I have the sense that he will. I have the sense that he will come along and kind of like creeping out of his shell, because now it's like he's opening it up a little bit and then he's going back in there. I think he's going to come up.
I hope so, because he doesn't even want to go on a date.
Okay. The most important thing is, however, that you know your limits. So if you feel that you are being hurt or anything, maybe it's just better in a few weeks to just let him know that. And maybe that would be something, because then he would be afraid of maybe losing you or something like that. So don't let things get into you so that you feel hurt, right? But I would go for it. I hope that made sense. That's kind of talking about different things, both yes and no. But I think it's depending a little bit how you two can cope together and how he can come through with his backpack and his past experiences and things like that. But that's not your thing. That's his.
Yeah, because he definitely knows I'm interested and knows I'm attracted to him, but I feel like it's just falling on dead ears. So it's like, in a way, it kind of makes me want to back off and just move on a little or pull back a little because it just seems like, you know, he's not reciprocating, like you said, because he knows how I feel. He knows, you know, I'd be willing to do this, but he's just hitting me like, I don't want a relationship because I don't want, I'm like, okay, what, you know, what else am I supposed to do but take it, what you say, and move on, because you're saying you're not interested. But like I said, we are physical, so I don't know.
Sue, do you have anything more?
No, I would just, like I said before, I would actually, you know, put a time on this that's conducive for you, okay? So if this doesn't, after 6 months, let's say, you don't see an improvement, and it is just a sexual relationship, I'm just being honest, And there's no communication to the degree in which, you know, with a healthy relationship, then you know, and then you have your answer. I right now, I just don't see it happening, and so I differ a little bit with Anne. But, hey, it doesn't mean I'm right either. It's just what I'm seeing at the moment is a complete lockdown, emotional lockdown.
Okay.
But, you know, put a time to it. You know, if it doesn't, if it's just purely sex, then it's purely sex, you know. and be careful with your own emotions here, you know, yeah. because we can easily fall into that trap of becoming attracted to someone and our hearts get broken when we're feeling like this is maybe coming into something, and if it doesn't turn out that way, you know, it can be heartbreaking. So just put, I would put a time on it to see if something develops on the emotional and the communications end. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, listen, Tamika, we've got to get going. Thank you very much for calling in, and happy Thanksgiving to you, love.
Yeah. Many blessings and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Anne, I'm going to say we're going to have to let our callers know we're going to have to wrap it up because it is Thanksgiving, and I've got some things I've got to do today.
Okay.
So we thank everyone for calling in and listening in, and come back next week. We'll be on next week. And Anne, if you want to give any final words.
I have a lot I want to say. So our next show is next Thursday, November 29th, and we will have special guest Chris Michel on. She's been in this field for a very long time. She's a professional flutist, and she had been doing spiritual music with dolphins and meditations and vibration sounds and sea sounds and a lot of things. And she's also doing some cards. So she'll be on next week. She has a fantastic story. You need to listen into that show. Next Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. London. Next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is this Saturday, November 24th. And it's Psychic Saturday show with Mary and Dax. And they will be discussing psychic shopping. How can you use your sixth sense to save? Wow, that's interesting. That's our next upcoming show here on the radio network. 11 a.m. Pacific time and 7 p.m. London. And I want to thank you all for listening and calling in. We will see you next Thursday, November 29th, with our special guest. And please keep yourself updated on all our shows here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And you can reach Sue or me on our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue or psychictalk.net/Anne. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And if we didn't have a chance to take your call this time, please call into our next show or any of our other shows here on Psychic Talk Radio Network. So, Sissy, do you have anything you want to tell before we end the show?
Sure. Thank you, everyone, for listening and calling in. And please call back next week. Sorry we couldn't take all the phone calls. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And happy Thanksgiving to you, Sissy.
And you too, Sissy.
Thank you. And a shout out to my mom. Angels watch over you all night long.
Yes. And I say love, life, peace, and joy to all of you, and many blessings. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Bye.